Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. God bless you. You are now listening to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia. We bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. And at this time, amen, glory to God, our morning manna, amen, will be as follows. Amen. Life, the daily cross. Life, the daily cross. How many know, glory to God, that life is a cross? Amen. And daily, we must bear our cross. And we're coming from the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, and we're starting at the 18th through the 23rd verse. That's the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, and we're going to start at the 18th through the 23rd verse. Now, what does the cross symbolize? The cross symbolizes life's misery, suffering, heartache, pain, confusion, turmoil. Amen, glory to God. And it also symbolizes God's mercy. Amen. Again, the cross symbolizes life's misery, suffering, heartache, pain, despair, confusion, turmoil, and it also symbolizes God's mercy. Amen, glory to God. Amen. When life, amen, glory to God, is a cross, and we got to recognize that. We just can't think of God as a magic trick, amen, glory to God, or a quick response. In this life, amen, we go through transitions. We go through changes after changes after changes. But in the midst of all of that, God has mercy. Amen. Now, did Jesus want to die on the cross? The answer is no. He did not want to die on the cross. He wanted there to be another way, according to Luke 22 and 42. That's Luke 22 and 42. Jesus did not want to die on the cross. He wanted another way because he said, Father, if it's your will, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus said now, not my will, but let your will be done. Amen. Praise you, Lord. So that lets you know that he didn't want to die on the cross, but did he want to do the will of his Father? All right. Now, did God want Jesus to die on the cross? No, he didn't. According to Luke 22, again, and 42, God wanted another way. God's original plan was that man would not sin at all. That's why he put Adam and Eve in the garden, that they may not sin at all. But however, they disobeyed God and they broke the law. People, let me tell you something. Like never before, we cannot just obey the earthly law. Heaven has a law also. And when we break the law, just like it is in the earthly realm, there's a penalty behind breaking the law. In the natural world and in the, amen, they broke the law in the Garden of Eden. So, glory to God, he didn't want Jesus, it wasn't his plan for him to die on the cross. But because they broke the law and he wanted to have mercy upon him, that's why Jesus had to die on the cross for you and I and everyone in the entire universe, because the law was broken. There's a penalty behind breaking the law. But you know, nowadays, we are more afraid of the earthly laws that we are of the spiritual oath. Either way, there's a penalty behind breaking the law. And the word of God said in Luke 9:18, and it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? He asked the question. He asked his disciples, who do the people say I am? In other words, he was testing the disciples. Now, you know what? The disciples had who the people say he was down pat. Glory to God. They had that down pat because it said in the 19th verse, they asked him and said, John the Baptist said, but some said Elijah, and others said that one of the old prophets is risen. Some say you're John the Baptist, Lord. Some say you are Elijah. And some say you are a prophet of old that has arisen again. See, they had that recorded and down tight in their heart. But Jesus was testing them. But he said, yeah, you know all of that. He said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? Whom do you say that I am? In other words, it's all right to know what people say about Jesus. It's all right to read about what people say about Jesus. But who do you say he is? What have he done for you? What type of experience have you had with God? What kind of experience and encounter, amen, that you had with the Lord? It's good to say some say he's a healer. Some say he's a way maker. Some say he's a hard fixer. But what kind of experience or relationship you have had with him? Who do you say that he is? So this is what he was getting the disciples to see. You can't go by what nobody else said that he is or are. You got to know what he is to you for yourself. Amen, glory to God. So he was preparing them. And then Peter said, you know, when he recognized that Jesus wanted them to know who he was for themselves, Peter said, the Christ of God. Amen. And the word of God goes on to read in the 21st verse, he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. He told the disciples, you know, the reason why you can't tell nobody that I am the Christ of God just yet, because I haven't been crucified yet. So he said, just keep that to yourself. All right, and it says here, look here. It said in the 22nd verse, saying the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and the slain and be raised the third day. And he said unto them, oh, if any man or woman will come after me, let him or her deny himself or herself and take up his or her cross daily. This is what I want to get to. Take up his or her cross daily and follow me. He lets you know daily you got to bear a cross. Daily, the cross will be before you. Amen. And many people wear the cross around their neck. They wear it, amen, a number of places. But some people really don't even know what the cross represents. All they do is wear it around their neck or wear it on a bracelet or wear it on a ring, because they feel like that's a religious act. But see, let me tell you something. Anything that you wear, you need to know what it symbolizes. The cross, again, symbolizes life, misery, suffering, heartaches, pain, confusion, turmoil. Amen. And God's mercy. Amen. Just don't wear something just to be wearing it when you don't know the meaning. So, but Jesus told them, He said, unless you be able to take up your cross daily and deny yourself and follow me, you can't even be my disciples. That's the only way you're going to be able to follow Jesus. You got to carry that cross, people. And he told you some of the things that was going to happen to him in Luke 9, the 22nd verse. He told them that he was going to be rejected. He told them he was going to be killed. He taught them what bearing the cross represented. Amen. And that same thing applies to us today. Everybody. Amen. Glory to God. You know, say that we love the Lord, but is there any denying ourselves and what we like to do? See, in the world of Christ, it takes a disciplined life to follow God. And there is no more disciplined people. Amen. Because the majority of them is not denying themselves. They're doing everything that they want to do. But they're not bearing their cross. In order to follow Jesus, you got to bear your cross. In other words, it's not an easy journey. But some leaders, some teachers get up and make you think, glory to God, oh, you, it's a bed of roses. The devil is a liar. Every now and then, you got to go back, a good leader will, and remind the people, every day ain't going to be Sunday. Every day ain't going to be Blue Monday, but God's mercy is sufficient. You got to deny yourself. You got to deny what you like to do and follow what Jesus instruct you to do. And daily, life is a daily cross. Meaning, glory to God, you just can't pick up your cross today and lay it down tomorrow. And this is what's happening in the world today. People are picking up the cross and laying it down tomorrow. Glory to God. Picking it up, laying it down, because you know why? The cross is heavy. So they feel like, I can't tote it for so much. I'm going to have to lay it down. And when I rest a little bit, I got to pick it back up. No, the devil is a liar. He said daily. The word of God said daily. You must deny yourself, take your cross, and follow him. He letting you know it's a daily thing. It's not once a week. It's not once a month. It's not glory to God, amen, praise you the Lord, when you want or when you feel like it. It's a daily journey. And the way we treat God sometimes. Sometimes we'll let the whole month pass without giving God glory. Without giving God thanks. And then we'll go running in there like we done God a service. The devil is a liar. It's a daily journey, people, to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow God. Because the word of God says now, to what advantage does it prosper you and I to gain the whole world, glory to God, and you die and lose your soul? There's no advantage to that. Everything that we see in this world, yes, there's some beautiful things here. Amen, glory to God. But when it comes to following God and doing what he said, we got to deny those things. And after we please God, then we go back, glory to God, and begin to enjoy those things. Long as it is a godly thing that we are enjoying. In other words, the earth that we see now is like the set. Is like the Garden of Eden. In other words, the earth is like the Garden of Eden. Glory to God. The Garden of Eden was very beautiful. It has some extraordinary things in there. Glory to God. Everything that a man or a woman could desire was in the Garden of Eden. But God put stipulation, even though he put them in the garden, he put stipulations and rules. That's another thing. Nobody want to follow the rule. Everybody want to break the rule and expect for you to put up with it. The devil is a liar. He put rules in the Garden of Eden. He said, now it's beautiful, and you can enjoy anything you like, but there are certain things that I don't want you to touch or get involved with. That's just how the earth is. It's beautiful. It's got extraordinary things here, but there are just some things God wants us to stay away from. But you know what? People are breaking the rule every day. Just to get to that stuff, what God says is not good for them. Pillars are behind breaking the laws of heaven and earth. There are some things on this earth that you must deny. As a Christian, you cannot get involved in. That's a cross, not being involved in certain different things. You got to be able to deny yourself. Glory to God. And people will literally think you are weird because you don't get entangled and involved in certain things. But let me tell you something. When you know the word of God, and when you read the word of God, and when you apply it to your life, then glory to God, you're going to be misunderstood. He told you in the word he was rejected for what he believed in. He was rejected for his standards. People, let me tell you something. In this life, you got to have standards. Cross, carrying the cross, representing having standards. You cannot go around doing your own thing. Taking up your cross, meaning some people you used to hang with over a decade, if they don't want the Lord, you got to find yourself weeding away from them. Better yet, get away from them. Because of the simple fact, they're going to either pull you or you pull them. Family and friends. Anything that's going to draw you away from God, you need not to what? Get entangled with that. Because God wants us to be focused. And anything that's going to take your focus from bearing your cross daily, you need to get away from it. It's time to really think about this. Jesus was badly mistreated for his standards because he had the cross of God. He bared his cross. Did he want to do it? No. Flesh don't want to do it. That's an example. Flesh don't want to do nothing that God's word say do. But you got to deny your flesh and tell your flesh what to do. But many of people is allowing flesh to tell them what to do. Flesh is doing the dictating. Flesh is saying go in here, go in there. Praise you, Lord, flesh. Flesh is a mess. Flesh will set you up and then turn right around and mess you up. You got to deny yourself, your feelings, your emotions, what you like to do, and follow after God, people. He said, let any man that come after me deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Glory to God. It's time like never before to make up your mind to really ask yourself a question. Do I want to follow God or do I want to follow after what the world has to offer? And God already done told you that's going to crumble. It's going to fold. There will be nothing left here. So who you going to hang on with? I'd rather deny myself now than later on. Glory to God. There is no need to deny yourself because the simple fact of the matter is it's going to be too late. I have taught you this morning what the cross represents. In other words, get the cross from around your neck, amen, and put it in your heart. I didn't say don't wear bracelets or chains now. I mean, take it from around your neck and put it in your heart. Carry that meaning of what the cross symbolized within your heart. Don't just wear it around your neck or on a bracelet, around your ankle. Know what the cross represents. Again, the cross represents life, misery, suffering, heartache, pain, confusion. and it also represents God's mercy. Even though we go through transition after transition, amen, glory to God, God's grace and his mercy is sufficient. Amen. We thank you, praise God, amen, for what, amen, glory to God, we have taught today. Life is a daily cross. We showed you way that in, glory to God, in the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, amen, glory to God, and it said here, amen, in the 23rd verse, Luke 9 and 23, cross daily. Take up your cross daily. Take up your cross daily. That means every day that you get up, all throughout the day, 24 hours a day, bear your cross. Amen. We have taught you today that life is a daily cross. It just not cannot be worn around your neck, around your ankle, on your bracelet. It got to be worn in your heart and in your mind. Amen. Glory to God. And it helps you to feel better when you know that you are bearing a daily cross. Now at this time, glory to God, amen, I have completed the journey of teaching you, amen, briefly, that life is a daily cross. Now we're going to listen to Bishop Willie Jones Jr., my husband and pastor of the Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia, location 431 Old Sardis Road. Amen. And he's going to better take us further to discuss life, the daily cross. Amen. Glory to God. Bishop, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it's in your hands.
Yeah, we were just listening at the lesson talking about being the cross daily, and the cross represents suffering, pain, and all the things that are above what was being said. First of all, we were talking, the Bible talks to the Christian, and there's a certain part of that talk to the unjust as well. And you talked a lot about how the flesh rise up and operates above the spirit. And as I read Romans a lot, the 8th chapter, it talks about the spirit and it talks about the flesh. And in other words, a man that has a carnal mind, he gonna mind the things of the flesh. And a man that have a spiritual mind, he's supposed to obey the law of the spirit. And the, and you know, Romans was like saying that you cannot come subject. It's impossible to come subject to the spirit when you carnal mind and your mind is all twisted up. And I get him back to what we was talking about here with the cross. Dealing with the cross, Jesus did not want to suffer what he suffered, but he did. And he said in the book of St. John, he said, because I have came and I have talked to you, St. John the 15th chapter, and I have taught you and told you, amen, of my word and the laws and all these things. He said, now none of us have a cloak for sin, for going against what I teach and what I have taught and the things that you ought to do what's right. So in other words, once the Bible was teaching us today, you know, when you begin to talk about, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up a cross and follow me, meaning that you have left the world. And you say you come to Christ, so you got to deny yourself. And many times, we get one another in trouble because self want to do something that self want to do, and we'll go to other people with self and cause them to disobey what God has told them to do. See, every one of us got a cross to carry according to this word. And my cross may not be Dr. Jones' cross. And Dr. Jones' cross may not be my cross. But therefore, we got to recognize what God is telling us to carry and what he's telling us to do. Now, in the spiritual realm, all of us is subject to do, amen, the law. God got, if you spiritual minded, all of us is responsible to live holy, do the thing that Christ says. But there are some things that in our life that God allowed to come to each and every one of us to test us, because none of us has the same persona. So in other words, he tests you in the areas that you best need it. And everybody ain't weak in certain areas. So whatever area God knows you that you're weak in, he allows you to bear that so that you can better motivate yourself and get yourself in position, because time comes where you're going to suffer and you're going to go through things. And he already know the things that upset you, the things that cause you not to do what he say. And all these is crosses. It's live things that come in life that you got to deal with. Because if you can't deal with that, then you're not bearing your cross. In other words, he says, if any man come after me, he got to deny himself or herself, take up his cross or her cross and follow me. So in other words, that's telling you something. Each one of us got our own cross to bear. Am I right, Dr. Jones?
Yes, you're perfectly correct, Bishop. I hear you.
Okay.
Amen. You're perfectly correct.
So, in other words, we got to recognize that we are in this life to go through what we have to go through. And guess what? When we bear our cross and the next man bears his cross, the next woman bears their cross, then when it all comes together, we're going to be complete. Because, you know, it takes each one of us being able to hold up our own cross. We can't go throw our cross on somebody else's shoulder, and that happened a lot. We take what we're supposed to be going through and throw it on our brother or sister's shoulder, wanting them to carry our cross in days, and it's too heavy. In other words, none of us is strong enough to carry the next man's cross. We're not strong enough. So in other words, we run into a lot of problems of getting weak and falling out of the race because we try to carry our cross and the next man's cross. We pulled to help one another. But when it comes down to our cross, we got to bear, meaning that if you're carrying your cross and you're about to the finishing line and one of your other brothers or sisters already done made it or already done complete whatever they got to go through. In other words, if a person is going through something in life and you already dealt with that, say somebody's sick and had cancer and you already had it and you done went through what it had to go through, you done completed that part of life, then if that person come and show themselves in your presence and they're going through, they got a cross they got to bear. So you're able to go in and to them and encourage them and tell them the things that they can do to help them be able to endure that cross. So it's a lot of things in life that, you know, we face. And even through our suffering and our going through, God is a just God. But we got to know who he is. We got to know that he's able to do what he said. So it's self-explainable. You know, you got to bear your cross. There are some things you got to go through. Ain't no other way around it. And in order to be a good leader, a leader got to be really, really, really brave and strong, because God put them watchmen over people. Whether your ministry is evangelistic, prophet, teacher, or whatever it might be, you're going to face and deal with a lot of unjust and spiritual spirits. And you have to know how to pull out and put in, because he said he didn't come to save them that's already saved. He come to save them which is lost. And those of us that have already took up our cross and we wearing that cross daily, then we can recognize what people is going through in, you know, as leaders to help them come out if they want to come.
Amen. Glory to God. And I truly, amen, believe that. Amen. 100%. Amen. And I also love the way Jesus taught his disciples. He corrected his disciples. And when Jesus corrected Peter, when they kept saying that some say he was John the Baptist, some say he was Elijah, he knew he had to correct them. But he said, who do you say I am? Like you said, Bishop. Amen. We can't go off of somebody else's testimony. We got to have a testimony for ourselves. Glory to God. Amen. I caught that. I said, now, he's correcting them. And when a leader loves their sheep, they'll correct them. Amen. You got to have a testimony. And I also loved that. I caught it when he said that life is a cross daily. You just can't pick it up 1 minute, put it down, pick it up, put it down, pick it up, wishy-washy, unstable. No, 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 no. That's not going to work. If you're in it for the long haul, you got to do it daily. Back to you, Bishop. I just got excited about that. Glory to God.
And I go right back to the ninth chapter and the 23rd verse of Luke. Again, he said to them, oh, if any man come after me, let him deny him. And that's another thing. When it comes down to God and Christ Jesus, we got to come to Christ for Christ. We can't come because we got friends in the church. We can't come because we got a husband or wife in the church. We can't come because we got children in the church. We can't come to Christ for no other reason but we're ready to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him. Because that's another problem. Everybody is watching the next person instead of follow Jesus. And anytime you're doing that, you will never prosper in your spirit, neither in life. Because it went on down to talk about what it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. In other words, we look for numbers and the things that people have and how they dress and the gold that they wear on their fingers and the money that they put on the table, which they prosper in the natural. But what about denying yourself in the spirit? You able to come to God's house and able to do the work of God. If the husband don't go, you still able to go, wife. If the wife don't go, the husband still able to go. If the children don't come, the mom and dad is still able to go, or family or friends or whatever the situation might be, you still able to serve God and be dedicated to your own cross that you got to bear for God. And until you get to that point, you will not please God. It's impossible. So everybody got to be in a position. When you talk about being cross, you're talking about a lot of things. You're talking about when God, that like you went up and say, you know, and that's just the word. You can always talk about what the next person say about Christ and how the next person operate and where the next person is going. But whom do you say that God is? What are you doing? How dedicated are you? How good are you bearing your cross? And that's the question. Is you bearing your cross? It's easy to talk about what somebody else has done and what they believe and all that. But are you bearing your cross? Who you say he is? If he good to the next person and the next person done made our experience with him, then you ought to trust him by being your cross and see who he is to you. So it's very important that if you're planning on staying with the Lord, you got to be really strong and equipped to stay with God because you got to deny you. And when you deny yourself, then you can follow Jesus. Otherwise, you can't follow Jesus. You got to deny your feelings. They're going to be hurt. They're going to be put to the test. People are going to just say things to you just to hurt you. I mean, they're going to know that you're doing everything in your power to serve God, but they're going to just say stuff to just tear up your spirit. But you still can't leave God. You still got to trust him and bear that cross. What a lot of people can't do.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I love what you said, Bishop, when you said this is not a family affair. Many churches today, glory to God, are family-oriented, meaning, glory to God, that is run by family. We got five beautiful children, and because they could sing, preach, pray, or whatever they do best, that doesn't mean everybody run the whole church. Something wrong with that. This is not a family affair. This is a Jesus affair. Glory to God. You ought to be able to win more than just your family in it. And I love what you said when you said that I ain't going to church because this one ain't going. The devil is a liar. It's a daily self journey. Go because you love God and don't go looking for quantities. Because let me tell you something. The word of God said that road is crowded, that leads to destruction. But it is that narrow road, you're going to find a very few that's going to get on that road because it's not like Burger King. You can have it your way, you can do it your way, and still be up in leadership role. The devil is a liar. You cannot have it your way. You can't do what you want to do and be in leadership role. You got to deny yourself. Amen. And a church that lets you do what you want to do, they be mega. The mega ministry, because they really don't, you know, have time to watch for your soul. Amen, glory to God. But the ones that truly walk in a fine line, they get it. Amen. But I don't want to be where quantity is. I want to be where quality is. Amen. God told Gideon he had over 3,000 army soldiers. And God told Gideon, it's not in quantity, it's about the quality. The people that you got with you is not full of quality. You go down and take them to the river, and the one that lap like a dog, those are the ones that are full of quality. And when Gideon did what God instructed him to do, he only come out with 300 out of 3,000 soldiers. Now, where you do that at? See, if we start, before we put people up, glory to God, in leadership role, if we start testing them, amen, and stop that, you know, just accepting God called me to preach, God called me to be a leader, God called me to do this, God called me to do that. They have to be tested. Now in churches today, people are not, glory to God, testing the waters. They're just putting them up because they want a church full of people, and they feel like if they don't, they ain't going to have no church members. Ain't nobody going to pay no tithes and no offering. But see, you can't love money more than you love the truth. If you don't get a dime on Sunday, you ought to be able to stand for the truth. Preaching is not about money, people. They're going to come down, you ain't going to even get two nickels to rub together. But you still got to be that effective leader. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow God. If you can't do it the way God said do it, you will not get licensed as a leader. You will not be able to be up over people, ushering up authority, when you are not disciplined yourself. Now, it may seem raw cut, but it's the gospel truth. Until leaders get back to the basics and get God's house straight, God is displeased. Amen. We got renegades up over the people now. Amen. They threaten the pastors. Amen. Let me do this or that, I'll leave the church. Well, baby, you better get to stepping. Because guess what? It's going to be either God's way or the highway. And they always say, you know, them evangelists is raw cut. Amen. But it's best. That's why God put those type people in the ministry. He put the pastor, he put the evangelist, the teacher, and the prophet. He put them there, amen, for the edification and the building of God's house. Amen. Praise you, Lord. You cannot be a Jebusite. Amen. Glory to God. And will not speak up for God. That's a part of your cross. Telling people when they're right. God corrected them disciples. When they were saying, you know, some say you John the Baptist, some say you Elijah. He said, but who? He said it sharply. Who do you say I am? enough with what people say I am. You with me. You be with me day in and day night. And you mean to tell me you don't know who I am? And but you know what? Peter humbled himself to tell him, you are the Christ. So that lets you know. Amen. Glory to God. Every now and then you have to come in and bring correction. It cannot be God going to prosper me all the time. You go in church and all you hear is you're going to get $1 million. I see a house, land, and cars. But what about your straightening up and walking right with the Lord? Are you strong enough to tell them you need to straighten up? You cannot continue on that journey that you own and expect to be used by God. Amen. So I just love that. Denying yourself, picking up your cross daily. I like that. And following God. And you can't carry something that you don't know what it means. It means life of misery, suffering, heartache, pain, and it represents God's mercy. Out of all of that, God has compassion and he has mercy upon us. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Is you finished?
And two other things I want to add.
Go ahead. We got to
also understand in that same verse of bearing your cross, you cannot have partnership when it comes down to ministry. Ministry is not a partnership. If God put a shepherd over a house, then he ain't going to have two other shepherds in the house either.
Amen.
He have help, but not everybody can't lead. And they are responsible to obey leadership for as long as they follow in Christ. And another thing, a lot of times we think we're doing the pastor a favor by showing up to church. You're not doing the pastor a favor. Because guess what? The same way you don't show up, the pastor don't have to show up, and God got somebody out there for him, too, that, you know, he can lead to promised land. So, in other words, we're not doing each other favors when it comes down to doing God's work. That's why he asked them, who you say I am? Stop talking about what somebody else say, and you, the pastor, and whoever is in a ministry or in a church or in the body of Christ, you are responsible for yourself. I don't care how much money you give. I don't care how much you show up the church. I don't care how many bowls you put on the church. I don't care how much carpet you lay down and how much or whatever you do. The pastor, you're not doing him a favor in the church by doing that. You're doing that to God. And you're going to get your pay from God, not the pastor or not no other preacher. God got to reward you. That's why he said, if any man going to follow me, not man, but follow me, he got to deny himself. He got to stop thinking negative about the next person and follow me. Because whatever good or evil go wrong, that work going to follow you to your grave. Or whatever in life is going to follow you. And whatever you're not doing right, you pay for. Just like you say, it's a law. And when you break the law, there's a what? Penalty behind it. So all that come right back. There's a penalty behind every law that broke. And you're going to suffer through that. You got to go through the sentence or whatever you do wrong. So that's I just wanted to add that.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just love your teaching, Bishop. And you said an awesome thing is not a partnership. Amen. People got to learn that. You know, you got to learn. Amen, glory to God, that is the self-journey. Because when we go before the judgment seat, ain't no partners going up there. It's going to be one-on-one with God. So knowing this, you got to learn how to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth and do what he asks you to do. Now at this time, amen, glory to God. We thank and praise God, amen, for Bishop, amen, being, amen, on the broadcast, amen, teaching us so boldly. Amen. So at this time, it may be someone that's listening by computer or by phone. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. Maybe you want to say something on the topic of life, the daily cross. Amen. Glory to God. We want to give you an opportunity. amen, because this is discussion time, amen. And Bishop, he done opened up the flow for discussion, amen, glory to God. So, amen, we would like to hear, amen, from others if you like to do so. If not, amen, when I open up the lines, amen, praise you, Lord, that'll be perfectly fine if you don't, amen, have anything to say. But if you like to call in, you may call in at 657-383-0707. Again, that's 657-383-0707. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to open up the lines just briefly. Amen. And when I ask you, amen, do you have anything to say, feel free, amen, glory to God, to elaborate on the lesson and what you have learned. Amen, glory to God. Is anyone there, amen, would like to elaborate on the lesson and what you have heard and what Bishop Jones have discussed? Is anyone there today? Amen, glory to God. No one is on the phone line today. Amen, glory to God. At this time, amen, glory to God, we will leave you with His eyes is on the sparrow. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that He watches over me. Amen. I like to do by ways of announcement, Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia, is getting ready for a dynamic harvest revival beginning November the 10th through the 13th. If you're not doing anything, stop by 431 Old Sardis Road in Sardis, Georgia at the hour of 7:30 p.m. where the pastor is none other than Bishop Willie Jones Jr. Amen. There will be a harvest revival going on. Amen. Come one, come all. Amen. To this great dynamite, amen, revival. Now at this time, we will leave you with His eyes is on the sparrow, and we know that God watches over us. God bless you now.
He watches me. His eyes. And I know he watches. I know he watches.
I know he watches me.
I
sing because I'm happy.
Praise God for being able to bring forth a rich, fulfilled word this morning. Amen. Those of you, amen, that might have missed the word of God, amen, you can still go back, amen, after the broadcast is over. And it is always archived, amen, is always kept. So you can go back over and listen to Bishop beautiful teaching and discussion on the lesson. Amen. Glory to God. But it's been a blessing, amen, to be able to bring forth a rich word. Amen. Now, after this song, amen, glory to God, the broadcast will be logging off. And the title of it is, I Just Can't Give Up. Don't give up. No matter what you're going through, stick with it. Amen. Amen. We're going to let you listen to I Just Can't Give Up. And then in with I Lift My Hands in Total Praise, we will go off with that. Amen. Love you, and may God richly, richly bless you. Look to join in again with Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. Go to church somewhere this morning. Worship. Amen. And remember, life is a daily cross, not just when you feel like it. It's daily. Glory to God. Love you. Be blessed.